In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lenten sermon series this year is Portraits of the Passion, the Lenten story illustrated with slides of artworks from the Spencer Museum at the University of Kansas and the Nelson Atkins Museum. This evening we meditate on Christ carrying the cross to Calvary. Matthew reports, "Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand and knelt in front of him and mocked him. 'Hail, King of the Jews,' they said. They spit on him and took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him." The traditional route in Jerusalem on which Jesus was forced to carry his cross, from Pontius Pilate's palace to Mount Calvary, is called Via Dolorosa, Latin for the Way of Sorrows. Every Friday, thousands of Christian pilgrims from all over the world gather in Jerusalem to walk the Via Dolorosa. Especially on Good Friday each year, tens of thousands throng this street in a very moving remembrance of Christ's journey on the first Good Friday. One of the most memorable events in my life was being in Jerusalem for Holy Week in 1980 and walking the Via Dolorosa on Good Friday. In fact, I bought this purple stole that day in a little shop on the Via Dolorosa. Christ's journey carrying the cross to Calvary is vividly described by Paul Meyer, a Lutheran pastor and professor of history at Western Michigan State University. He is also, by the way, the son of the famous Luthenauer speaker, Walter A. Meyer. Crucifixion was certainly the most public form of execution. From the moment the judgment went against him, the condemned victim was on display. He had to shoulder his cross and carry it in a hideously public parade out to the place of execution as a public example and warning to others to avoid his crime, which was plainly stated on a placard, which was carried before him and then posted above his head on the cross. The route Jesus was forced to take on his final journey to the cross came to be called long ago the Via Dolorosa, or the Way of Sorrows. A centurion dressed in a Roman uniform preceded him. Four soldiers formed the execution detail itself, but probably all of the 600 soldiers in Pilate's Jerusalem force were lining the roadsides to control any demonstrations. Evidently, a great crowd of people, including numerous women, bewailed and lamented his fate. By now, news of Jesus' arrest and condemnation was spreading through Jerusalem, but too late for his followers to try to save him. People were rushing to the roadside in tears. Two other condemned men were also grunting under their crosses on the way out to Golgotha. Jesus' scourging must have been more brutal than theirs, because he stumbled and collapsed under his cross, and the troops had to impress a bystander into carrying the cross for him. When they reached Golgotha, the execution detail stripped off his clothes, divided his garments into four shares, and cast lots for his cloak. Jesus' hands or wrists were nailed to the cross, and his feet were spiked onto it. This Italian painting from the 1500s shows many of the elements that Matthew and Professor Meyer describe. Christ in a crown of thorns, stumbling under the weight of the cross. Around him is a group of women, including his mother Mary, pictured as traditional in a blue robe. As Luke reports, a large number of people followed him, including women who mourned and wailed for him. Mount Calvary looms ominously in the background, already with two crosses, awaiting the third. As John says, "Here they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle." One of the interesting aspects of the collections of classical art at the Nelson Atkins Museum and Spencer Museum is to see how the same events are portrayed by different artists using different materials. Like the previous painting, this silk and wool tapestry at the Nelson Atkins Museum is also from the 1500s. It is the largest artwork we are looking at in this series, measuring nearly 10 foot square. Luke reports, "The soldiers seized Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus." This is portrayed in this tapestry with Simon of Cyrene behind Jesus, helping him carry the cross. This Italian bronze plaque from the 1600s shows the same event in yet another, different medium. Again, Simon of Cyrene is pictured behind Jesus, helping him carry the cross. The soldiers carry the clubs that had beat Jesus and the spear that will pierce his side. An unusual aspect of this particular sculpture is that Jesus is portrayed being led by a rope. I think the artist did that because it is reminiscent of Isaiah's words, "He was led like a lamb to the slaughter." This German painting from the 1500s is one of five panels from a large German altarpiece on display at the Spencer Museum of Art. It vividly portrays Christ's torturous march out to Mount Calvary. Isaiah says, "The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." Christ carrying his cross symbolizes the weight of the sins of the whole world, which were laid upon him. On account of the suffering he endured as your substitute, your sins are all forgiven. As John says, he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. And there is another comforting message for you in Christ's agony on the Via Dolorosa. Isaiah says he was a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering. Do you know how your life in this world is often your own personal Via Dolorosa, a way of sorrows? And God knows that too. Your God understands your pain because your God came down to earth and was made man. Your God himself endured the ultimate way of sorrows. Compressed into his horrible journey to Mount Calvary were all the pains, all the sorrows, all the sufferings of all humanity. Hebrews says that Jesus is able to sympathize with us in our weaknesses because he himself was tested in every way, just as we are. Politicians often try to connect with people by saying something like, "I feel your pain." Your God is not some distant, nebulous higher power. Your God really did feel your pain as he carried his cross out to Calvary. Paul says in Romans, "If God is for us, who can be against us?" What a comfort to know that in all your struggles, as you face your own personal Via Dolorosa, your own way of sorrows in this life, God is on your side. He sympathizes. He understands. He truly feels your pain. Isaiah puts it this way, in all their distress, he too was distressed. We continue next week with the crucifixion. Amen.